for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Thursday evening, July the 6th, 2000. Summer Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Bishop Hackman of London, England and Ghana, Africa is the speaker of the evening.
Hey, you are my dad. Amen. Bless the Lord. First of all, let me introduce to you Reverend Ebe. Reverend Ebe is originally from Nigeria, in a state called Akwaibom. It's the most difficult state in the whole land of Africa. But God has used him to destroy the power of Satan. And he now resides in Houston, Texas. He's an intercessor, a powerful man of God. Hallelujah. Oh, you can even know from what a little that he did. It's awesome. Many times I go to places and they tell me, Bishop Hackman, tell about yourself. But I don't know what to say about myself. I always want somebody to tell about me. But I have a short way of introducing myself, that I was manufactured in heaven and assembled in Ghana and imported to England. And so I live in England, and now I have feathers flying all over the place. I was born in Ghana, Africa. And by God's grace, I was born into a home where we were privileged to call ourselves the royal home. So, being the favorite of my grandparents and also the only child of my mom, I was spoiled because I was growing and they were grooming me to take over from my uncle who was the king. And so I knew that from day one I knew that I was becoming a king. And the king is, don't do that, don't do that, do that, don't talk to this person, don't go out with this person, no, don't mix up with this. So I grew up not knowing that I was living a lonely life. Because you can't move with other people because they are communists. And there was a history that my forefathers fought from Timbuktu and brought our people down to where we live. So we were highly respected. But then just along the line, the Lord said, no way, you are my ambassador. Say it with me, ambassador. So, thank you, Lord. One thing I know is that when God calls you, you have a choice. But when He chooses you, you have no choice. God calls you, I don't deliver. Anyway, give me time. He will give you time. But when He chooses you, you have no choice. You can ask 10,000 questions, He has answered to them. You want to quit, He will pull you back. Sometimes you would like to do whatever you want. He will allow you to do it, but in there you will find Him that He is still sitting on the throne. So He called me. He chose me. In 1964, He laid His hand on me to be an evangelist. 1965, 66, He laid His hand on me to be a priest unto Him. So from evangelist to pastor. And the Lord has been with me all through. Now I'm in England. I am the superintendent bishop of International Ministerial Council of Great Britain. It is a council made up of black-led churches and white-led churches. And we have so many bishops, but by His grace, I have been made the superintendent bishop. And you know, in Episcopal, you may call it the Archbishop. but I am not arch yet. I don't want to get into the ark because the rain is not yet fallen. Now, we have so many churches in this council. Some of them in America, in Africa, in Asia, and recently we had some people from Australia. And God is doing so good. Saturday coming, we are consecrating the bishop. And so I have to be there. And we are glad that in those days when it was hard for, in Britain, for a black man to say that I'm a reverend. Even just have the name reverend, the title. You have problem. Have problem. And in 1990, God did miracle. Through every area that it had to go through, we were given the right to consecrate bishops. And I was the first black bishop.
Hallelujah.
That was consecrated when we got that permission. And you see, when God raises you, wherever you go, He will put you there. You won't lose anything if you respond to the call of God. You have so many things to gain when you say, yes, sir. And I thank God. I was made a king. I would be a king in my hometown. One day I took some Americans to Ghana to teach in the Mobile Bible School. There were about six Americans, profound Bible teachers. And we went there and I told them, oh, let's visit my hometown. I didn't know. You see, we have hometowns. Hometown is where you were born and raised. That's where your grandmother died. So that's your town forever and ever. You can live anywhere, but you have to be there. So we went. And I didn't know that they were having a Durbar. So I was in my T-shirt. And all these kings with their golden crowns and all the... And immediately they saw me from afar. They all stood up and bowed to me. And I laughed. And I said, come on, honey, let's go. These people will not let me go. Let's go. And we were passing through. And the kings were saying, oh, Reverend, 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 Reverend. And when we went back to the car, I said, honey, this is where I come from. That's my background. Everything you see on them is gold. But God said, this doesn't belong to you. My word is better than gold.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Go for the best. And since then, I've been obedient to the Lord because I am called Paul. So I do not ask any question. I just go. I am not like Moses who asks questions. I say, yes, Lord. And I move in. And the Lord has brought me this way. I met Shell a few years ago. About 3 years. 4 years ago. I was in New York. And Shell was here and we spoke on phone. Immediately the Lord laid me on her heart and the Lord laid her on my heart. And we had not met. But we kept praying for one another until we met physically. And the Lord is good. Her late husband loved me so much. One day I said to him, you need Bible. You need to read Bible. And he asked me questions, you know, that man asked me questions. That man is wise. He was so wise. I mean, brilliant questions. And thank God, the Lord laid on my heart to give him Bible. And when he went to be with the Lord, we found that he read the Bible. Isn't that good?
Yes, amen.
I cannot say too much. Because it is the Lord that lifts us up. It is not us. I think that I've introduced myself, have I? So, have that. Amen. Shake somebody's hand and said, I believe you will be blessed before you leave here. No, 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 no. You speak as though you don't believe. See, there are many people that believe in unbelieving. But you must believe in believing. Hallelujah. When I saw 85 years old woman jumping here yesterday, I say, Mama, oh, hallelujah, you remind me of my mom. Shake somebody's hand and say, I know that you will be blessed before you leave here. See, one thing with Africans is that we are noisy.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We are not all that gentle life kind of thing. Oh, I know. British people are like that. Oh, hello. We say hello. Amen. This week, the Lord has laid on my heart that the devil is a liar. The Lord has said to me that the devil is a liar. You used to say, come on, some of you can come here. Let me finish you before I go on. You. Yes. Yeah. Come. No. There's a woman behind you. Yes, come. You know it's you. Why do you sit down? Come here. The Lord is saying the devil is a liar. I don't know why he's saying that. The Lord is saying the devil is a liar. Oh, how many of you believe that the devil is a liar? Begin to raise your hand upon her, towards her, and say, the devil is a liar. And now, God, release. What you have determined in your heart for your daughter, give unto her now in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord is saying you came here for a specific purpose. Okay? And you have not wasted your time. He said, he gave it to you this afternoon, 3 p.m. He gave it unto you. What for the manifestation? Oh, Lord. If you have somebody sick in the hospital, come on, raise your hand right now. If you have anybody, know anybody who is sick in the hospital, raise your hand right now. Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Come on, can you stand up to your feet? The Lord wants to do something in the hospital. Woo! Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All the pastors, everybody who is ordained, come up here. Take one person yourself and then begin to intercede with the person right now. God, and say, transfer of power from here to the hospital right now in the name of Jesus. You allow yourself, you come forward. Let's finish it before we go into the word. Woo! Woo! Glory be to God. Brother Glenn, come. Oh, brother, come. Come here. Come, Brother Glenn. Yeah. Come, you lay hands on people right now. Oh, yes, Mom. Yes, you lay hands on them and just release. Send it out onto the hospital. Oh, glory! Shakatarayande ribabo. Hey, satarayandeya. In the name of Jesus, 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 I declare right now, healing, transfer of healing into the hospitals right now, in Jesus' name. Oh, glory be to God. Oh, Messiah. Hallelujah, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Listen. The miracle, oh my God, is happening now. And don't hide your testimony. When you receive your miracle openly manifested, don't hide your miracle. Don't hide your testimony. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. Glory be to God. Oh, Savior, thank you, Lord. Jesus, there is something about your name. Jesus, Barawa Shikenderiaha. Master, Lord Jesus, there is something about your name. Kings and kingdoms all pass away, but there's something about your name. Oh, kings and kingdoms, oh, pass away. Oh, but there's something about your Another day, I went to this church, one of the churches in the International Missionary Council of Great Britain. There are 262 churches, which I superintend all. And I went to one of the churches to preach, and my sermon was based on the topic, "Your sufficiency is of the Lord." Then just as I am about to come to the podium, the Lord said, "Change." Say change to somebody.
Change.
And when God said to me, "Change," I said, "Lord, change what?" Say, "Change the sermon." And it's always difficult. Those who are pastors, you know. What you have sat down to find out and search here and read this commentary and found this reference and put them together and tear them apart and join them together and just say, "Ah, God, you are." And God said, "Change," in twinkle of an eye. In just a second before you go to the podium. It's not easy. I said, "God, I now know what you want to do. You don't want me to be me. You want you to be you. That I may be nothing and you may be everything. But what shall I preach?" I said, "Preach where are the gods of the land." I've never heard that before. But immediately I flip onto the Bible. It's a very embarrassing state. You can imagine. A preacher come and you don't know what you're preaching. You don't know even a verse of what you're going to say. I just opened the Bible. And guess what? I saw a verse that said, "And I'll give you the land of the Hivites and Hittites and Perizzites and Amorites and Thisites and Thisites and Thisites." And I said, "All the ites are there." And I said, "Thank you, Lord, I got a message." Then the Lord said, "Where is the God of the Hittites?" The priest was quiet. Then I said, "Where is the God of the Perizzites?" The priest was quiet. I said, "Oh, I thank God. Where is the God of Babylon?" It was more quiet. And then he said, "Where is the God of the liars, the Jebusites?" All of them are gone. But the God of the Israelites are still alive. He's still alive. And we don't serve any other God but the God of the Israelites. I am happy that I know who myself. Many people do not know, so they can take anything at all and worship it. But I bet you, I tell you what, I serve the God of the Israelites. I am the child of the living God. Because I know He's living. He's never dead. When sometimes we say He was crucified and died. He didn't die. He went to the spirit world to preach to the people over there. And you don't go to the spirit world with this body. You go with the inside one. So He left this one in the grave and went with the inside one into the spirit world. And He pronounced the salvation over there also. And so them that believe, He blessed them. And Paul with this revelation said, "And He the same that descended, He the same ascended. And when He ascended, He led captivity captive and gave gifts unto man." I serve this God.
Hallelujah.
For this whole week, the Lord has impressed on my heart the word glory.
Hallelujah.
The word glory. We sing glory. We sing glory. We talk glory. We read glory. But do we know glory? Moses, after all that God has done with him from Exodus chapter 3, all the way through to chapter 30, all the way through to chapter, my God, to chapter 31, all the way through to chapter 32, all the way to chapter 33, that guy stood and said, "God, show me your glory." You can never be theologian to know the glory. Thank God I did my theology in the University of London. But it doesn't do me any good. It won't show me any glory. Thank God I was born in a Christian home. But it don't do me any good. It won't show me any glory. Thank God my mom was a minister, a powerful prophetess of God. But it didn't do me any good. It won't show me the glory. Show me the glory.
Amen.
For the power. power that you've given me, of all the glory that you've given me. God, show me your glory. Oh, God. And anytime you ask that question, the heaven moves towards you. The heavenly moves towards you. You see the glory of the living God. See, sometimes God has to put you in a cage. You know cage? Huh? For you to be so tired. And when nothing can take you, and nothing can save you, then God comes into the cage with his finger. The glory of God. Sometimes when all expectations are over, and you are about to give up, then God said, I haven't finished with you yet. I need to show you my glory. Show me your glory, Lord. You need the glory of God in your life. You are sick, you need glory of God. In John, one of the chapters, Jesus looked at the sick person and said, this is for the glory of God. So, see, you are sick, you need the glory. You need the glory. You need the glory. Sometimes Lazarus died and they buried him. And 4 days, that guy was stinky. And he had no power to arise again. He had been sick all the time and they told Jesus. But Jesus was just doing his own thing. And that the day he came, he said, Lazarus is dead. 4 days ago, we buried him. He was a rabbi. Don't touch it. He said, I did not come after the rabbinic order. I came after the order of Melchizedek. I am a priest forever and ever. Whether I touch the dead or I don't touch the dead, I am a priest. Get out from there. Come on, let's go. Because the glory of God is waiting for me on the tomb. It's up to me just to go there and say, here I am, glory. The other day Jesus administered and he was, I think he was tired. He went to the house of Peter. And Peter's mother-in-law had been sick for many days and sick of fever. And if she were in Africa, I'd say she was sick of malaria. If she was in East Africa, I would say she was sick of hepatitis. But he was sick of fever. But then Jesus went there and he saw on the bed the glory of God arise. Immediately the woman arose and went to the kitchen to do the good thing. I saw that. I pictured that this morning when the women were all crowded in the kitchen and I was the only boy. Everybody was trying to do something. I said, yeah, thank you, Jesus. You are giving me a good picture. The glory was waiting on the bed where the woman was. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
I don't care where you are. You can tell me, Bishop, you don't know what I'm going through. Yes, you are going through to come to.
Amen.
You're not going through to remain there. You go through the tunnel to come to the other side of the road. And what is waiting there? Glory. Glory. Many that have known this secret have tapped into the supernatural womb of God.
Yes.
And they have testimonies to share. Tonight, I want you to have a testimony.
Hallelujah.
I want you to go having a testimony. Saying to yourself, the Lord is here and I did not know. Like Jacob said. Ooh, glory. Come with me quickly. I have something to share with you tonight. And there are two supernatural events in the life of Jesus Christ. Two. See, in the mouth of two witnesses, the matter is settled. And God said unto Moses, make unto me two trumpets. Silver trumpets. Two are better than one. Can two walk together? See, two. Maybe Jesus, God came to the scene and he saw everything and said, I need somebody like me so that we can be two. He created Adam. So when he came to Garden of Eden, he was not alone. He had another person like him called Adam. Two. But there are many though, but I'm choosing these two specifically for what the Lord has shared with me on my heart. One is called the blind man. Ooh, how many, which of them? There were many blind people in the Bible. But they said the blind man. His name was given an adjective of blindness. The blind man. I don't want to tell you the name now. I'll tell you later. Then the second was the woman with. Isn't that great? You see, there was many sick came to Jesus and he healed them all. Why did people qualify these two personalities with sickness? You see, anything God has allowed into your life, he only has the power to remove. You can fight it. Men can name you after it. But whatsoever it is, God has the power to remove. See, we are living in a world where many people are full of faith, which I call periodical faith. That's my own terminology. Periodical faith. See, they can believe God. They say, let the church get over. I say, Jesus can do it. Yeah! The next time it happened for him to say, God, do it. So, God, why art thou disappointed me? They put the power of God in their own frame of time. If God do not do it next month, you don't know the man you're talking to. His name, Moses knew him by the name Elohim. The king of all the angels. That's superior. He knew him by the name give me more names. But now God said, I will give you a name which I did not give to Abraham. The name is, you can't pronounce it. You need to add some vowels to make it pronounceable. And we fight it. Some people call it Jehovah. And the whole cult have called themselves Jehovah Witness because they witness Jehovah. I don't know which cult they are witnessing. Others say, no, his name is not Jehovah, his name is Yahweh. Call it so soft, Yahweh. And that are called standing by the ocean side, and they are walking by the ocean, and they see the deep blue sea and the waves, and they say, I am God. I am God. I am God. Thinking they are God. So Moses, that is this name I give unto you. You will know me by that name. The name is Yahweh. And this name is the whole name Elohim, the whole name Adonai, the whole name Yeshua. Oh, this morning my sister taught me how to pronounce the word. Sister, how do you say it? Yahashua. I'm going to bluff with it in England. Woo! I will tell them, you don't know how to pronounce Yahashua. Yahashua, that's the Savior. In that name, you have everything. When Moses came by the seaside and he was terrified and the people were about to stone him, Moses went before the Lord and he cried. You know how sometimes we travel before God. And God said, you traveling before me for what? Come on, stand up and go. The key is in your hand. I've given you the name. Call the name and hit the sea and you will see the open gate. Don't see what they see. I have created the open gate in the sea. My glory is upon the sea. The sea said, know that I am the Lord. And he did. And the gates were open. Wow! I know they did a dance. Huh, my brother. Let that. What I want to use, I saw that. I believe they did that in the sea. And all of a sudden somebody said, Moses, you haven't seen anything yet. Look,
What's happening behind us? So what happened? So continue to dance and go. So no. Wait a minute. I see, we haven't got faith like you. Our faith is periodical. When God is doing, we are part of it. When God stops a little while, we faint.
Amen.
So Lord, Moses, the Egyptians are coming. So where are they? So here they are coming. Moses, I don't see them. I see the God. I see the glory of God. For only with my eyes shall I behold and see the reward of those that hate me. Said, it's all right, don't be afraid. See, it's time for you to go back. In the name of Yahweh. Where are the chariots of Egypt? Where is the Pharaoh of Egypt? Where is the army of the Egyptians? Where are they? They are drowned.
Yeah.
I tell you what. When your glory appears, a woman shall sing a song. The Bible says Miriam middle took a timber. And that woman danced. She danced before the Lord. And sang a great song. Oh, hallelujah. I believe you're going to sing that song in heaven. We shall sing the song of Moses. Oh, we shall be praising God. And say, yeah. Tell somebody, God is awesome God. Oh, God, have mercy. Some people say, God is too busy. He cannot take care of us. So they go for another God. That's why satanic worship is so spreading faster in the world. They think God is busy. Some people think God is sleeping. So they need a waking God. But I want you to understand, our God is the same today as he was yesterday and as he will be tomorrow. Come with me to Matthew chapter 9. Oh, thank you, Lord. Matthew chapter 9. I like that. Verse 20 to 22. That is the short form or the short version of the whole Lord. It said, and behold a woman, say woman. How many of you are women over here? If you are a woman, wave to the Lord. Your gender is mentioned in the Bible. So you are in the Bible. If I were you, I will cross that. If the Bible belongs to you, if you borrowed the Bible, don't cross it. If it belongs to you, I will cross it and put my name there. Because I'm a woman. Don't do it now. Do it when you go home. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years. Ah, God. You see, I thought that the number 12 is associated with good things in the Bible. The 12 tribes of Israel. The 12 children of Jacob. The 12 pillars of the temple. The 12 gates. The 12, everything 12 good. But here, it's a different ball game. The woman had been plagued with the evil disease of having regular, everyday menstruation for 12 years. I believe that woman has lost weight. He never needed a slimming powder.
Slim fast.
Slim fast. He had what slimmed her already there.
Oh, yeah.
I believe the woman has drunk all blood tonics. And doctors upon doctors, gynecologists upon gynecologists, have made or taken advantage of her. And she was left with nothing. See, nothing.
Yes.
Listen. If everything is gone and you still have Jesus, you have enough to start again. He's everything. He's everything. In the morning, he's a morning star. In the evening, he's the fire, the pillar of fire. When there is sunshine and the heat is too much, he's a cloud. He's everything. This woman heard the name of Jesus.
Perhaps he saw a couple she knew jumping over the street. And he was saying, it is Jesus. Oh, it is Jesus. It is Jesus in my soul. So, who did that? Said, Jesus. So where is he? Said, lady, don't get close. You don't smell good to get close to those people. They are holy people. How many of you know that Jesus can reach you even when you are in the pit with his holy garment to pick you up? If your father and your mother forsake you, he will pick you up. Whither shall you go? And he will not be there. The lady said, I don't care. I need the glory of God. That's all I need in my life. I've tried medicine. It doesn't work. I've tried all the counselors. It didn't work for me. I need help. I've read my King David when he sang, oh, I will look up onto the mountains from where cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord. I need the Lord. Said, lady, you see, you don't touch holy people with all this kind of menstruation. Are you a Jew? Say yes. Do you understand the principles? Say yes. But if I depend on principle, I will not get my healing. I need to break the protocol to do what I want to do. Faith worketh by action. The lady said, I don't care whatever tradition is. For tradition of men destroyed the power of the word of God. She broke through. But when she reached there, there was something I want you to take notice. Maybe she saw the people that knew her. See, I am trying to call your attention to the fact that sometimes you must close your eyes to get what you want from God. Sometimes you must close your ears to get what you want from God. Sometimes you must close your theology to get what you want from God. Sometimes you need to close your intelligence. See, sometimes God doesn't deal with intellectuality. He deals with little children. You go beyond every boundary to get what you want to do done. Hallelujah! And then he said, maybe she met a friend who said, oh, are you also here? He said, yes. What do you want? So, I want Jesus. Jesus? He said, yeah. He is holy. He said, I know, but I want him. He said, he is busy. He said, I know, he is busy, but I want him. I read a story about this lady. And the story said, this girl knew that every Jewish teacher has the prayer shawl. And in the prayer shawl, there is this twisted coil called the crispadan. And this crispadan has something in it that tells all the promises of God. And every Jew that holds that, understands that God, the Yahweh, is still with him. And so the lady said, if this is the promise of God, then the one of the promises is that I heal it all your diseases. So I need to touch that
yes,
one.
You do.
And this woman went, not to receive laying on of hands, but he went by faith to take the crisper down. And immediately the power was transferred. See, faith can touch the womb of God. Faith can take something out of God into you. It doesn't matter who you are. You can be nobody, but faith can bring you there. You can be everything, but faith can bring you there. Hallelujah! And Jesus said, Peter, somebody touch me. I feel something awful. So what do you feel? I don't say I am weak, but my strength needs refreshing. He said, what do you mean? I'm saying somebody has taken virtue out of me. Right. Peter, listen to me. He said, but Jesus, what are you talking about? You see, there are a whole lot of people pressing on you. Everybody's touching you. And you are saying, no. They are touching me without faith so I can walk about. But this person has touched me with faith and he has unlocked my power and taken it out of me. Are you hearing me? I know Philip
jump on and say, if we get that person, he is dead. I know Peter threw away his garments and said, we want to get that person. And all of a sudden, this stinky, weight-lusted woman showed up. If it were today, they would say she was suffering from AIDS. Full-grown AIDS. Showed up. And, gosh, it was me. Said, what? Get out. She said, hey, get out. She is the one. Woman. And immediately Jesus confirmed, I believe the whole, the way the disciples came and dragged her, Jesus said, hey, leave her, woman, have your peace. Your faith has made you whole. The church is full of people that don't have faith.
Come on.
Yeah, that's right.
They understand the theology of faith. They don't know what faith is. They know ABCD of faith. They know all the faith verses in the scripture. But I want you to understand, it doesn't work anyway until you begin to exercise it.
That's right.
We always say, but Bishop, see, God gives us opportunities to exercise the faith.
Right.
Sometimes we are sick. And God wants you to exercise the faith. Say, by his stripes, I am healed.
Yes.
I will tell you a story. There was a meeting in my church. And I was driving. And I mean, I was driving like eagle. You know what I'm talking about. 120, 140. 120, 140. And I was cruising. And all of a sudden, I felt cold on my shoulders. I said, what's happening? And all of a sudden, my eyeball turned. Turned something else. And now my body was shaking. And I turned to my wife, I said, I'm sick. Oh, thank God for prayerful women. She laid her hand on my back and said, you keep driving, but I'm praying.
Hallelujah.
Take your mind from the sickness and keep on driving, and I am doing the job. She prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed, and now he prayed, she prayed. She was squeezing my neck, squeezing my shoulders. It didn't work. We were about 5 minutes to the church. And this is not a small occasion. And I believe that people were coming with expectation. But the person himself is sick. Then I remembered this woman. That's an opportunity to touch the hem of Jesus. By his stripes, I was healed. God knew that I was going to get sick. But before the sickness came, he had already provided a healing in my system. Now, system, begin to work now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I went to the church, and guess how God healed me? A small little girl walked to me and said, Bishop, today we are going to sing. And I said, are you sure? I said, yes. I said, tell me, then. Sing what you're going to sing. He said, la, 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 la. And I was looking at this girl. And before the girl, the mother of the girl came and took her away, I was already healed.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
God took my mind immediately and did the job. It was fast. Faith! Oh, he said, what is faith? Faith is now the substance of things not seen. Substance of things hoped for. Evidence of things not seen. Yeah, 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 yeah. Mm. Faith is not just what you talk. Faith is in action. Say action. That's the number one. I can't go further. I will come later. Number two. Come with me to Mark again. Mark. Chapter 10. This one is a woman now. Come to Mark chapter 10. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, let's read from verse 46. 46. Oh, praise God. And they came to Jericho. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, a great number of people. Huh? And a great number of people. Is that right?
Right.
Comma. Do you see comma over there?
Yeah.
That means that puts you a little bit halt. A great... As he came out, oh my God, he said, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, comma, blind Bartimaeus. So the people didn't have any adjective to qualify that man, but sickness. That means he had been popular in his sickness. A popular sick man, blind Bartimaeus. Do you know some of you, people know you by your trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, you know that person with the, oh, yes, I know. You know, sometimes you tell your trouble to somebody and he listens and says, oh, I wish God has come. And then immediately you go out, he says, what was he saying? Ah, that's punishment. Oh. They laugh. Then right from there they go out to the, oh, I was with brother so he's going through something, I tell you. He's going through something. Oh, I know he has to go through. I don't know. He has to go through. God, that man.
Come on.
Oh, that I like Jesus. He doesn't come to discuss. He comes to deal with it.
Yeah.
Blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. I want you to understand, it doesn't matter the extent where the devil has dragged you, Jesus will pass before you, and you will shout, Jesus of Nazareth, help me, and he will turn his heart towards you, and you will be helped. This man said it, but listen to the story carefully. Thou son of David. So he knew all the history about Jesus.
Yes.
A wonderful man. Have mercy on me. Guess, come with me to verse 48. Are you there?
Yes.
And many, not some, not one, not two, not three, uncountable, charged him. That means the word charge means command. Commanded him that he should hold his peace. I like the way Mark wrote it. It's not that he should hold, that he should be quiet. But let me tell you how, let me rephrase it. Many commanded him to shut up. You sat here for all these years, you are by the highway, and everybody knows that you are a, oh, come on. You, shut up. We want to see Jesus. You don't qualify. We qualify. You are sitting on the highway, but we come from Jerusalem. And they called the blind man. Oh, listen. And, but, verse 48, but he cried the more a great deal. I like that. It is not over until it's over. Don't give up. All of them were saying something against the purpose of the man. I like my brother has written a book called Reaching Your Potential. Is that right?
Yeah.
And brother Butch gave me his. And last night, I made a heavy noise in the room. The woman couldn't sleep. I just opened one page and read, and I couldn't sleep. I read and I felt like going out. I went out and came back and read, and I went out and came and read and visited the washroom and restroom and bathroom and every room I visited and came back. See, the book said, don't sleep. There was something in the heart of that man that you knew that until he gets it, he hasn't accomplished his purpose in one life. But everyone was against him. Shut up. Most of you, your friends are saying, shut up. That problem has persisted for far too long. If God would do it, he would have done it. Shut up. Say to your friend, you shut up, brother. Some are saying, you are rushing too much. Listen, you see, in the world, you must be careful. When the Bible says, be careful for nothing.
You talk to us. I'm afraid. If you're afraid, I have courage. The Bible says, fear not. This man said, you want me to shut up? Jesus of Nazareth, have mercy on me. Then the people say, you don't understand what we are saying. See, are you a Jew? Do you understand Hebrew? They say, yes, I am a Jew. I speak even Aramaic. He said, that is not the deal. But what I want to say is, what they are trying to talk him into their will. He said, you son of David, have mercy. Remember, you said unto Moses, you shall have mercy on him that will have mercy. Remember your word. How many of you know Jesus is a word?
Amen.
And anytime you remind him of his word, you remind him of himself.
Amen.
And Jesus can never sleep when you remind him of his word.
Yeah.
If he doesn't perform, then he becomes a liar.
Yeah, that's right.
But the Bible says, let men be liar, but God is true God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. 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 You are in a situation where you need God. I bought a record and said, people need the Lord. People need. And I wonder why the person sang that song, people need. But what about you? It is very easy to see what is happening in people's life and do not see what is happening in your own life. Because we are not fighting against flesh and blood. The battle is not against somebody, it's against you too. Cry like this man. Oh, Jesus! He said, there are many Jesuses around. Give him the best adjective. Of Nazareth! There are many from the Nazareth. Then say, son of David! There are not too many sons of David, only one. David had children. He didn't have a son. The children include male and female. To be a male is a chance. That's not your choice. But to be a son is a choice. Your mom, your dad can give birth to you as a male born. Masculine. That's a chance. Born as a woman, that's a chance. You could have come a man. But by chance you came a woman. But to be a son of God is by choice. By choice. You need to forego all things to get it. I remember last time my brother Birch was preaching about Mark, and I read it through, and I went home, and you know, Paul's Bible said that the men of Berea were more noble than the men of Thessalonica, because when they heard Paul preach, they also went home and checked the scripture. I checked the scripture and I found another thing, that they did not only hear the voice of Jesus, they left everything. You can't hold the world and hold Jesus. He will slip off your hand. The man said, Jesus of Nazareth. That is noisy people. That man may be an African. Because they like to make noise. When you don't hear Africans, they cry more. Okay, so let us assume that. But what about the woman who was quiet? She was a good English woman. So lady, but no matter what both were, they had only one goal, to get what they want from the Lord Jesus. Do you want to, hallelujah, like my brother spoke last time, oh hallelujah, I like him, I want you to pray for his knees. I don't know why, the Lord is asking me to let some people pray for his knees. So three people, come forward and let's pray for his knees right now, quickly. Do that for him, because God wants the knees for better things than
one knee.
You see, I didn't know God said knee. So you go ahead and do that. Oh Lord Jesus. Oh glory, 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 glory. Yes Lord. Yes Lord. Send him. Oh, oh, glory. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Mom, thank you. I love you, Mom. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, Savior. Hallelujah, Lord. See, it's done. It's done in Jesus' name. It's done. Do you know
God wants to send you. You have been sent by government for so many times, you are not killed. Now God wants to send you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
He will change even your theology. The way you understand the scripture, God will change it. Because he's sending you to places that are dangerous to go. But his promise is with you that he will protect you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God Almighty. He's sending you, and you will not have respect for anything. You only respect him, the Jehovah Adonai. Get ready for whatever God wants to do with you. And go. Oh, Lord Jesus Christ, Almighty God. This man said, I know that I am not worthy. See, very few people can say they are not worthy. Many people think they are worthy. Oh, why have I fasted all these days and God, you know, you haven't heard me? Your fasting doesn't qualify you. It's by the grace of God.
That's right.
You see, since this camp started, I have poured in and poured in and done this and done this. You see this war? I took time to do it, but still God is... Dude, making the world doesn't qualify you. It is the name of Jesus that qualifies you.
Yes.
He sits at the right hand of the Father interceding for you. He knows you by your name. He calls you. He calls your name every day before the Father. Yes. This man said, I need something from God. How many here need something from God?
Yes.
Oh God, I see the hands. Fantastic. Then I'm saying, God told me to say the right thing. Is that right? I need something from God. But the world is preventing me. He said, okay. But there's just one thing I do. Forgetting those things that are behind. I have to press. How many are ready to press now? I tell you, when you begin to press, you will get what you want now. Tonight is the night for pressing. Tell somebody, I will press on. The lady said, I have to touch the hem of Jesus. My preparation is, if I go to kneel before him, everybody's going to drag me by my neck. But if I touch him secretly, nobody will know. How many of you know that if you put on weight, you become shorter? Is that right? So when you lose weight, you get taller. And the taller you are, the longer your hand is. So you can touch. See, there is an opportunity in every obstacle. There is. See, if that woman was 279 tons and was trying to press through the crowd, could she do that? She couldn't. She couldn't. Even the weight couldn't help her. See, so whatever was happening, God was using it for a right purpose. What the world has taught us is negativity. Negative, negative, negative. We always see the wrong thing and never see the right thing. Amen. That's why it's hard for people to believe in Jesus. They prefer worshipping a homosexual group than believing in the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Because their mentality is wrong. This woman did one thing. She shaped all the negatives in the mind. And saw faith as the light to the Lord. And she walked by faith and not by sight. She moved by faith and not by sight. She pressed on when others were pushing her. She pressed on when people were pushing her. She pressed on when the body order was not giving her the chance. She pressed on with all the obstacles. She pressed on. And she touched the hem of Jesus. And immediately God released the supernatural ability in God. Faith into the woman. Hello.
Hello.
Do you need him tonight?
Yes.
Do you need him tonight?
Yes.
Are you going to press on?
Yes.
Are you going to press on?
Yes.
The man said, shut up. He said, yes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. What do you want me to do? Say to me, shut up.
Shut up.
Why? Because I have to shut up and then shut up. Yes. Oh, Jesus! You don't understand. Shut up. Jesus of Nazareth, you thou son of David. Hear me. And the joy of it is that many people cry to the Lord. They don't know what they want.
I have seen A, B, C, D of prayer requests, A, B, C, D of how to pray, A, B, C, D. Prayer has no A, B, C, D. Prayer is simple, touch the hem of Jesus.
Yes.
It's so simple. You don't need university to get you into prayer. You don't need any professor to teach you how to pray. Talk to God as you are gossiping to somebody. From the deep bottom of your heart, gossip to God. There were 2-3 ministers who were very good friends, and after a conference they said to themselves, let us hide ourselves tonight and share our hearts. I said, okay, tell me your secret and I'll tell you mine. One said, oh God, we are charismatic and we don't drink, but I am fond of drinking. Man, I wish the service is over for me to have a little sip. Then the other one said, oh God, I like playing gamble. I wish we leave this place and I go and gamble. Then the other one said, oh, I like to gossip. I wish this is over for me to go and tell everybody what you told me. Gossip to God. Gossip to Him. Tell Him. It's your secret. Tell him. He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Your brother can hear it. Next time he will tell. But he will hear it and keep his secret. I like one thing about this man. The man, everybody says shut up. She shut up. Did he?
No.
She shouted. And God healed. But when he went to Jesus, Jesus looked him in the eye. Oh, in Africa, you don't look into an elderly person in the eye. He will slap you. True or false? You don't look him in the eye. Look him in the eye means you don't respect the person. It means when he's talking to you, you're angry. So you do this. Yes. And those of us who came to England and America and in many places, you talk to an African boy who had just come in and said, that man has something to hide. He has nothing. He respects you. But now, last time I was talking to my son and he would look me in the eye. I said, Dad, say yes. I said, you look me in the eye? Dad, do you still have the old thing in your mind? Shake them off.
Yeah.
I don't have it anymore. Listen to me carefully. Jesus looked him squarely in the eye. He said, what do you want me to do for you? Was Jesus blind? Was Jesus deaf? Couldn't he hear that man saying, I am blind, Jesus, heal me? Have Jesus not heard about that man's famous name? His name is the blind Bartimaeus. He's a popular man in the city. What are you talking about? But see, he said, what do you want me? Many people complain to Jesus. For many years, my people have not helped me at all. And I am miserable. I am living here and nobody cares about me. And that man did not do that. He was prepared for a miracle. He wanted a deal. Said, what do you want me to do for you? Said, that I may have my sight back. Give me my sight. You created this ball, eyeball. Put it back, Lord Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, your faith had made you whole. And immediately the man saw the light and he what's up? Have my sight. I don't want anything. Oh, Lord. And I believe that he went to the city and just began to say, brother, Bishop, take time. I don't have to take time at all. Because I have a sign. You have bruised. He knew what he wanted.
Yes.
He told Jesus as it is.
Hallelujah.
Some are so clever in praying. They know how to speak to Jesus in a very nice way. You see, Lord, you know everything. God knows everything. But he wants you to tell him as it is. What is your faith?
Are you coming to describe how you got your mother through some thing and it hit your eye and the eyeball got busted and you got black? No, that's just gone. One thing I do, forgetting those that are, I press towards for the price of my high. That's all I want. I don't want to tell a story. I want to see my eyeball come back. Jesus. Maybe he preached to Jesus. Jesus was shocked to get a man tell him he's the son of God. He's the son of David. He cried and with all the hindrances, he penetrated. I believe the man said, do you think I don't know you? I know you. You are the creator of heaven and earth. You made me in your own image. You put eyeballs in there. The devil stole the eyeballs. But this one thing I know. The thief cometh not, but to steal, kill, and destroy. But you are come, that I might have life. Have it more abundantly, your eyes. Many people complain to God and they pray to God. Tonight, nobody is going to touch you. You are going to stand in the presence of the mighty God. And say, Lord, you have nothing against me. If you have anything, thank you. But Jesus is still at your right hand. You're going to stand like a marine called by the general. And he stand and listen. And after that say, yes sir. And go and take action. Even if you take him to die. Come on. You're going to talk to God like your friend. Like yeah. My friend. He has taught me two stories from where do you come from here?
Lafayette,
Louisiana. How do you call those names?
Two Woodrow names. And Thibodeau.
Woodrow and Thibodeau. I'm going to make a big deal. And anytime I see, when we go to Ghana, they are coming with me to Ghana. When we go to Ghana, we introduce him as Woodrow, and introduce the one as. Thibodeau.
Which is Thibodeau.
Which is Thibodeau. And. You see what? We are friends. I don't mind. I can hold him. Don't I? And he doesn't even see the color. He sees the man. He doesn't see the color. That's how you are before God. Because Jesus paid the price. The chastisement of your peace was laid upon him. And by his stripes, you are healed. When he cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? The first time he called the Father God.
Yes.
When the heavy sin and the penalty was laid upon him. And he could not carry because he was the Christ has now become man.
Yes.
To suffer for men. That men might become Christ because of him. We today boast of anointing. Anointing is Christus. Christ. Christ in you. The hope of your glory.
Yes.
You are going to talk to him tonight. You're going to talk to him tonight. You're going to shout if he takes you to shout. You're going to be gentle if he takes you to be gentle. But whatever way you can, touch him. When you get healed, don't hide it. The woman got healed. But you know, many people say, oh, but I was here the last time it came again. It didn't come again because you failed to give testimony. Some people don't want to give testimony. I'm waiting for the right time. When is your right time? When you see a sign, shout for the Lord. The Bible said, and Peter said, look at us. Silver and gold have we none. But such as we have, we give unto you. Then Peter gave the hand. Said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, arise and walk. The Bible says, you see, what, you can never tell me that a cripple that have been crippled will stand one day and jump. No, he can't jump. But the Bible says, Peter saw the man in the church leaping and jumping and praying. You know, he didn't just walk, he was leaping. But everyone said, you were crippled. The man made me whole. Immediately the bone strength came. And he started jumping. And then the jumped. He jumped. He started praising God. Testimony is good. The woman said, Father, I have been sick for 12 years. I have destroyed. The people have taken everything that belonged to me. I am left with nothing. But now I have only one thing, that is faith to touch your hand. And I touch it. I touch it. And I am free. Everything is dry. Now, you company that manufacture Pampers, and I cut the deal with you. I am not going to buy anything anymore. I'm not going to take any medicine. I am free. That woman wanted to just show to Jesus that she's saved. But Jesus said, no, I don't want that. The woman went home happy. Break your obstacle. Look into somebody's eyes and say, break your obstacle. No. I want to hear your voice. Tell somebody, break your obstacle. And reach Jesus. That's right. Obstacle is not obstacle until your mind accepts it. Hello? Obstacle is not obstacle until your mind accepts it. Jesus said, I am life and resurrection. Do you know that?
Yes,
but the woman said, oh, I know my brother will rise in some day. So no, now. Because I am him. I will not let your unbelief kill my belief.
Amen.
Obstacle is not obstacle until your mind accepts it. Oh, it's hard for you to be healed. Yes. Tell the person, hard. It may be hard for you, but not me. They did it to Jesus. Did you know that? They told him, this disease, this sickness is hard. You don't touch it. This one, don't touch. No. We've tried all things, don't touch. Jesus said, these things are impossible unto men, but with my Father, it is possible. Any impediment in your way, you must now say, come back behind me. I want to touch Jesus. I want to show myself to Jesus. I want to tell him I am blind. I want to go with my two eyeballs alive. I want to go without buying anything anymore, without spending any penny. I want my weight back. My weight back. You need to tell Jesus now. Tell Jesus now. I like something here, which I just share with myself. And I said, it doesn't work. We came here and I said to Cheryl, I want to sit in the car. True? I was dying to share something with myself. You know, there are things you cannot share with anybody. You need to share with yourself. Yourself, I mean, when I say myself, you need to ask God questions for him to answer. I said, Jesus, this thing you want me to preach, what is it? I am going to preach it. I'm going to preach it. But what do you want me to do? Say, you doing nothing. I'm doing everything. I smell something here right now. I smell the scent of some medicine here in this room right now. And I believe that the healing anointing of Jesus Christ is here tonight. I smell oil all over this place. And I believe Jesus is here to heal you. Somebody will say, I'm not sick in my body. You are sick in your life. You need Jesus. You need the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Somebody will say, oh, my life is okay. Listen to me. You need salvation. You need Jesus. Somebody said, no, but I know Jesus. You know him, but you have not seen him. Know him intimately. When he shows a supernatural sign in your life, you have a testimony to go and tell. Healing is here right now. How many of you need healing right now? Whew, glory be to God. You will be healed before you leave this room. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you know that God is spirit? How many of you have seen spirit? Jesus said, no man can see spirit. There was only one prophet who said he saw spirit. But later on, the doctors found out that he was not, he need help. He said, it is like the wind. It blows. No one sees it. You only feel it. But you don't know where it's coming from and where it's going. But it blows. He's here tonight. Jesus, he's here tonight. He's here tonight. He's here tonight. He's here tonight. He said, you go preach it and leave me to do the job. Let's be on our feet. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, ministers, you need Jesus in your ministry. You need Jesus in your ministry. Oh, I see that intercessors need Jesus in the area of their intercession. They need to have sharp sword. The sharp sword. Sharp sword coming from their mouth. When they speak it, it goes.
Yes.
Like a sharp sword to hit and make it happen. Oh, Jesus, I see people who are ready to go into the ministry. Oh, you need the preparation. You need the preparation right now. You need a touch of Jesus. Like Peter, you go first. See, Andrew said, I've seen the Messiah. And Peter went with Andrew. But you know that they couldn't stay. They went back. And Jesus went to the shore to fetch them again. So I will make you fishers of men. They remain with Jesus. You need the voice of God. Tonight. You need the voice of God tonight. It is only the voice in your life that will make the difference. That will make the difference. It is not what you have learned. It is not the ABCD that you know. It is the voice of God in your life that will make the difference. You need Him. 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 See, oh my God. You see, I was in the ministry for 17 years before I got born again. Daddy, can you believe that?
Yes, I can believe it.
I was in the ministry for 17 years. A man preached the word of God. And all that I found myself is that my hands were up. And I went before the man. And God received me. And that day to today, I have never been the same.
Hallelujah.
Being in the ministry for long doesn't mean anything. You need the touch of God. Jesus said, the Bible said that their strength shall be renewed. You need the renewing of your strength. You will become like eagle. You fly. You go where no bird can go. You need it. Hallelujah. You need it. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, you need it. You need it. You need it. You need it. Somebody has... He thinks it's a pain. It's on the right side. If you are the person, come on, let me see your hand right now. It's like a pain. It moves here. It's healing in your hand. Healing in your hand. It's healing. It's healing. I don't know if you don't want to lift up your hand. You just leave it. But God knows that you are. Oh, who is that? Oh, God Almighty, yes. Uh-huh. Because God will never lie. He don't speak lies. He is not the father of liars. He's the father of the faithful. Hallelujah. He said, that's right. And you see, you think it's pain. You think it's hurting you. It's not hurting. It's healing. It's healing. Healing in your arm that you will release.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Lord is saying, some people are sick, but their sickness is to the glory of God. Is that, can God take glory in sickness?
Amen.
No. God takes the glory in the area when He gives you the healing.
Yes, yes.
Then you go and glorify Him. So your sickness is waiting for God today for you to go as His witness. Hallelujah! I asked the Jehovah Witness, have you ever seen a miracle? He said, miracle was in the past. I said, have you ever tasted the power of God? He said, that is a charismatic lie. I said, thank you. Then what are you witnessing about? Oh, praise God. You need Jesus tonight. Oh, I want you to just look at me. Oh, God. God is faithful. Anything He told me, He's doing it. He said, I wanted to go and buy oil. He said, oil is there. And I didn't know where it was because I was going to ask you and I just went in and found it. Oh, God is faithful. I want you to walk forward. Wait. Don't rush. You take time. I am not authority in this place. Oh, Savior. Brother Glenn is authority in this place. Because he's the pastor of this church. He's coming to hold this oil. And you come and get a drop of it. And you have it in your hand. Your palm, don't use it. Wait until I give you instruction. Oh, Savior. Oh, at the cross, when I first saw the light, all the burdens of my heart rose. You on this side, please come. There by faith I receive my sight, and I am happy. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, at the cross. Oh, when I first saw the light, all the burdens of my heart rolled away. It is there by faith I receive my Jesus, and I am happy all the way. At the cross. Oh, when I first saw the light, all the burdens of my heart rolled away. Oh, Rabba Satara Yandeya. It is there by faith I receive my sight, and I, oh God. Oh,
at the cross,
when I fast, all the burdens of my heart rolled away. It is there by faith I receive my sight, and I am happy all the day. Those on this floor, come please. At the cross, when I first saw the light, all the burdens of my heart rolled away. Yeah, it was there by faith I received my sight, and I am happy all the way. Yes, sing it again. At the cross. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Saw the light. All the burdens of my heart rolled away. Hallelujah. It is that by faith I receive my sight, and I am happy all the way. Again. At the cross. Oh, when I first saw the light, all the burdens of my heart rolled away. It is there by faith I receive. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. At the cross. Oh, when I first saw the light, all the burdens of my heart rolled away. Jesus Christ. It is there by faith I receive my sight, and I am happy all the way. Let's sing it again. At the cross. All the burdens of my heart rolled away. It is that by faith I receive my sight, and I am
happy all day.
At the cross. Oh, when I shantara yandiria bahaya librende de dosa. Of my heart rolled away. It is there by faith I receive my sight, and I am happy all the way. It's a cross when I first all the burdens of my heart rolled away. It is there by faith I receive my sight, and I am now with the oil in your hand. This hand
which has received the oil is going to be sanctified for the Lord. And now, with this hand, you will do what I tell you to do. Oh, glory be to God. See, yesterday, the word of God came here powerfully. Maybe some of you did not pay attention to it. I said, you are my battle axe. With you, God will do what you want to do. See, men have taken God's glory for far too long. It is like you have no power. Only them have power. But the power of God is within you. Today, you got to release it. Today, you will go home and have the confidence that God can do through you. Oh, God. If God can do through you, He can do through me too.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.